talking about what's a common misconception people have about your job. Real quick, because we could go all day about this in radio, but I think people always seem like, man, what's it like hanging out with Taylor Swift all the time? Or I bet you get to go to every concert you want.
Yep.
No, not always.
No, not always. And people assume that we have easy access to just give I get messages constantly, you know, can you get my daughter tickets to go to something? Like, we're in control of that. The record label only gives a radio station a certain amount of tickets, which a lot of people don't know. And so all we have is what we have. And if they
we
can't get any others.
We got like a sad email today, too. And I don't know what half of them like are real or fake, but we got a sad email like asking for somebody if we could get a certain artist meet and greet for like one of their kids that's sick. I'm like, oh, God, like I wish I could help. But I mean, I could forward it to the record label, but I don't know what I can do.
We have no control over that, but we, and also people always think that we control the music. We do
yes!
not actually pick what we play. That's the most annoying thing, is like, why are you playing this song? Why aren't you playing this one?
It's
like,
we hate that.
All of that is decided above us. There's so many behind the scenes things that happen in radio that like the jocks that you like listening to have absolutely nothing to do with.
Which are DJs, like people. We're jocks is what they call us, but we're not athletes. And by the way,
or on air personalities.
And everything we say, we're told to say. Alex, say that next word you're supposed to say.
Applesauce.
All right. See, it works. All right. Let's talk to you, though, because that's just a little inside of us as an example. 317-239-1009. Taylor on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, what is like a misconception about your job that people have?
Hi. So I'm a paramedic. One of the biggest things that we get is, you know, we get called to the scene and we throw their patients and that, and they just assume we take people to the hospital. Like, so many people have no idea what EMS does, and they think we just kind of like chill around, drive around in ambulances, throwing the lights on just for fun and taking people to the hospital. But I mean,
wait, you don't do that? No, I'm kidding.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, I guess it's a little bit of education too I want to do, because we definitely do a lot of stuff for critical patients, you know, people that actually are dead on scene. Like, we do our best to try to turn that around and get a pulse back and stuff like that. But so many times you call, like, oh, we got to call the ambulance drivers. They got to come over here. Got to get to the hospital. Da, 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 da. And you'd be surprised, like, doing IVs and stuff like that, really simple things as far as healthcare field goes. People have no idea that we actually do that. They're
that's
like, oh, my God, you do that in a moving ambulance? Well, yeah, we do it every day, you know?
Yeah.
Are paramedics considered first responders?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
First responders is, you know, typically you hear fire department and police, but pretty much you'll get all three of us sent, especially depending on what someone calls 911 for. Absolutely, you know, usually police secure scene, fire department, they clean up accidents and
yeah.
we take care of the injured people.
All right. You know, I've always wondered why first responders don't drive like an IndyCar or NASCAR, because they're so fast and they can get places. You figure like they'd have a chance to do well, you know, like Indianapolis Motor Speedway or something. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
There.
Hey, what's up? What is your thing that you have a misconception about your job?
Yeah, I'm a drone technician down in Camp Atterbury.
A drone technician?
So, what?
What are you creeping on everybody? What do you do?
Exactly. That's the whole conception there, or the perception that everybody gets. Well, basically, you know, I work on drones. I'm just a mechanic, but I also launch them off a large platform because they can't take off on their own.
Okay. Well, I honestly don't have a lot to say to that, because I didn't even know being a drone technician was a job. So, see, I learned for the first time about that.
I appreciate having my misconceptions cleared up right there.
I wanted someone with a drone to take pictures of me to, like, over above for, like, my Instagram.
Oh, yes. So, like on a boat?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
DM me.
Yes. Yeah, you're on to something there, Liv.
And get Liv's apartment. You could find out exactly, you know, what's going on as you drone hover over her window. Hey, Layla on the Joe and Alex show, what do you do?
I am a sales vendor for Krispy Kreme.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, you just take donuts everywhere. You're like, who wants these?
You sure do. But when I tell people that I do that for a living, they always seem to think that we do home delivery. Go into grocery stores, we go into gas stations, and we stock them up for the day. And it's always funny when people are like, oh, my God, Krispy Kreme does home delivery? No, 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 no.
Oh, home delivery. That's really cute.
That would be dangerous if they did home delivery.
That'd be amazing. Yeah, actually, you should bring that to the top, okay, and ask for that.
No, you would. Alex has got a point. Like, you could, like, maybe get a raise or a bonus. Like, Layla came up with a genius marketing idea that we deliver to people's houses. You could be rich, Layla. Thank you for being on the Joe and Alex show. 317-239-1009. More calls next. We want to know, what's a common misconception about your job that you have? People are like, oh, you do this? That must mean this. Veronica, give us your job. What do you do?
I I am a barber, and I don't get lots of misconceptions. People kind of know what I do, but I did have a man ask me one time if I would shave him below in the private area.
Ew!
Okay.
You're like, they don't pay me enough for that.
Did you do it?
Heck no. No, I did not. I declined. And then I tried to take him outside to act like I wanted to smoke to kind of get rid of him. And then he proceeded to tell me that him and his wife are swingers.
Whoa.
You know, it can get crazy. I'm like the bartender that hears and sees it all, you know?
Mm-hmm. You sure are.
But I did want to say to both you guys that you both wrote me back on Instagram and that you guys are the funniest, sweetest people, you know, and I just want to thank you guys for being people's people.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you so much. So wait a minute. Seriously, though. Okay. I am kind of hairy. What about my back? Would you do that?
Yeah. I actually have shaved a whole back before. I did it every 2 weeks for this guy, and I had no problem doing it.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
right.
You are the real MVP.
My dad's barbershop in Claremont.
All right, hey, send me a DM, Joe Pesh Radio.
I sure will.
My poor wife is getting tired of doing it. All right, and she charges too much. Let's talk to Jessica on the Joe and Alex show. What's a common misconception about your line of work, your job?
So I'm a cybersecurity analyst.
Oh, my God, are you a spy?
People at work think that I'm, like, creeping on them during the day when actually we're trying to stop people from creeping on them and on their computers. And they're like, do you see what I'm looking up on YouTube? And I'm like, no, that's not what I do.
That's a good one.
She's so lying right now. You
yeah.
know that, right?
YouTube, a.k.a. Pornhub.
I mean, you know, sometimes we have to do investigations to look up what people are looking up, and that sometimes that does come up. I'm not going to lie.
Not that I'm ever on it, but let's say on your phone you were browsing certain things you don't want your wife to see. If you're in incognito mode, can she see that?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I mean, unless your wife is, like, mad good at that kind of stuff, like, no, she's not
going
to be able to see it.
What's incognito mode?
All right. Hey, Jessica, thank you for calling.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Every guy out there is like, Courtney on the Joe
Sick.
And Alex show. I was getting her a gift. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Courtney, what do you do for a living?
I'm a landscaper for inglevalley.com.
Okay. So does that mean like you kind of go out there and you probably like water plants or you got to like, you know, trim the weeds and pull them and stuff?
Yes, pretty much everything for $13 a shift.
Okay.
So what's the misconception?
I did a little bit of Greenville Park Mall. Now I'm getting to go to Trinity South on top of the roof and water their flowers.
So then what's the misconception then?
Hot heat.
I don't get it.
It's a lot of hard work. I pulled this big, huge brush the other day.
Oh, they think what you're doing is easy, like just putting a little plant in a pot. They don't realize how much manual labor you're doing. Is that what you're saying the misconception is?
Correct.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was like, you know, I think that's a hard job, right?
Listen.
I drive a 5,500-ton truck.
Ooh.
And everybody thinks that I'm the bright green truck that drives around downtown and Greenwood.
No, it's true. It is hard work being a landscaper, and I know this firsthand because last night I was at the Egyptian's house, and he had this weed growing. It looked like a little tiny weed, but I tried both my hands, all my strength to pull it out of the ground. I couldn't get it. He had to try, and he finally got it after a while, but that thing was down in there like 13 inches deep, this
oh
little skinny
God.
Weed.
You gotta kick it over and spray it with weed killer.
Ah, okay, so there see, she's the pro. This is why we need her.
Kick it and
it
spray.
It is hard.
I'll come to your house and spray your house.
I bet she will.
I bet she will. That's right. Come there and make it all wet.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for calling in this morning, Courtney. You know, it's always hard to find a good hoe.
It is.
Oh
it really is. A quality hoe. Where do you get them?
I don't know.